Life has its ups and downs, its twists and turns. Some people set out on the journey in the belief that the purpose of life is to be happy. They inevitably end up being sadly disappointed. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I heard a well-known psychologist on a YouTube video saying that suffering is an inevitable, a completely unavoidable part of the human condition. That's something that I believe for a long time now. It's just that I'd never heard anyone say it quite as bluntly as that. Do you want to suffer? No, me neither. Nevertheless, we do. For some, it's an occasional thing. For others, a chronic condition. This Psalm 90 that we've been looking at over the course of this week is kind of a meandering prayer from Moses to God, kind of like my prayers, and I'm guessing yours as well. Psalm 90, verses 13 to 15. Lord, come back to us. Be kind to your servants. Fill us with your love every morning. Let us be happy and enjoy our lives. For years you've made life hard for us and have given us many troubles. Now make us happy for just as long. Moses wants to be happy and to enjoy life. Is there anything wrong with that? No. God is, after all, a God who wants to bless us. But look at the source of that gladness and rejoicing. Lord, come back to us. Be kind to your servants. Fill us with your love every morning. The Hebrew word used there for love is hesed. It means steadfast love, the sort of love that never fails. Moses wants to be close to God, to be filled to overflowing with the steadfast love of God. That's where true enjoyment comes from. Anything less just doesn't cut it. Hesed, the steadfast love of God. That's his word, fresh for you today. The way that we lay hold of the love of God is through his presence in us, the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Holy Spirit Power. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.